This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump remains at a military hospital outside Washington where he's being treated for the coronavirus. In a day of fast-moving events yesterday, the president, who had spent months downplaying COVID-19, routinely refusing to use a face covering, joined the list of more than 7.3 million people in the U.S. to be hit by the virus. After taking an experimental drug at the White House, Mr. Trump was helicoptered to Walter Reed National Medical Center, where he is being given the antiviral remdesivir, which can often cut down on recovery time in COVID cases. In the meantime, the 74-year-old chief executive was forced to cancel all of his re-election campaign events until further notice, this just a month before the November 3rd balloting. The White House says the president will remain hospitalized for a few days, but clearly that depends on his condition. Before leaving the executive mansion, Mr. Trump recorded a video in which he said, quote, "I think I'm doing very well, but we're going to make sure things work out." There has been no temporary transfer of power, and we're told the president will carry out his duties in a specially equipped suite at Walter Reed, that his authority remains fully intact. In his first Twitter message after being admitted to the hospital, he wrote, "Going well, I think. Thank you to all. Love." White House doctor Sean Connolly said Mr. Trump was resting comfortably. First Lady Melania Trump, also suffering from COVID, remains at the White House, while concern is being expressed about how many in the president's orbit he may have infected before he showed any virus symptoms. Politico was the first to report that among those who have tested positive is Trump campaign manager Bill Stepien. The same is true for the head of the Republican Party, Ronna McDaniel, and at least some who attended last weekend's Rose Garden event when the president announced his choice of Judge Amy Coney Barrett for the U.S. Supreme Court. Among that number testing positive, two Republican senators, Mike Lee and Tom Tillis, former White House counselor Kellyanne Conway, and the president of the University of Notre Dame. Included in the stark irony of all this, President Trump's words from last May when he told reporters he felt no